Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. Thank you for breakthroughs your mighty hand has done in our lives and situations. Thank you, Lord, for helping us in so many ways. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for giving us good things that pertains to life and godliness. Thank you, Lord, for giving us things we did not ask you. Things we didn't pray about. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for frustrating the plans of the enemy that were against us. Thank you for enforcing your will and desires to happen in our lives. Thank you, Father. Be glorified, be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the ministry of your Holy Spirit in our lives. Thank you for you have not kept us in darkness. You have always led us, guide us, and teach us. Your Holy Spirit has been shining light in every dark places in our lives. And through your light, we can see all that the enemy is doing against us. And through your light, we have known the truth and we have known the right things to do in all situations, even confusing situations. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for battles you have fought for us. And when you fought for us, we got victory. We became victorious. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the strength you have given to us. For by your strength, we have gotten a lot of progress and success. As it is written, that by strength shall no man prevail. You have not allowed us to remain in weakness. You have not allowed us to remain in slavery and oppression of the enemy. You have strengthened us to overcome. You have strengthened us to move forward in life. Thank you for your strength in us. Thank you for how you strengthen us, even to do things beyond human strength, things beyond human wisdom and understanding. Thank you for how you have strengthened us. Thank you, Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We also thank you for good people you are sending into our lives. We thank you for connecting us with people that are have ordained for our lives to rise to the place of fulfillment of destiny. Thank you for bringing such people into our lives. Thank you, Lord. We also thank you for good health. You have kept us in good health. You have not allowed us to start spending a lot of money to get good health. You have not allowed us to depend on drugs for good health or to depend on medical science for good health. You have blessed us with good health. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You have rebuked sicknesses and diseases in our lives, in our bodies and souls and spirits. Thank you, Jesus. We also thank you for the deliverances your mighty hand has done in us. Even the deliverances we cannot trace, even the deliverances we don't know about, but you have done it in us. You have rescued us. You have delivered us. You have so much helped us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your commitment to this commission, to this ministry. We thank you because there has never been a time you left us to ourselves. There have never been a time your presence have departed from us. You have committed your presence to this calling, to this ministry. And not only that, you have committed your power and your dominion and your authority and your throne to this ministry. And everyone from every part of the world can come to seek you in this place and find you. And your mighty hand has changed our lives. We cannot deny it. Thank you, Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we have come together once again to seek you again, to trust you, to pray. We have come to listen for your voice. We have come to pray according to the leading of your Holy Spirit. We have come to worship. We have come to praise you. We have come to thank you. We have come to fellowship with you right here tonight. Oh Lord, meet with us in wonderful and powerful ways. Oh Lord, help us from your throne once again. Give us blessings we are already due to receive. Surprise us with your wonders. Lift us up from places of limitations to the place of manifestation of destiny. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our expectations and requests. Blessed be your holy name. Holy Spirit, we hand over this session to you. We hand over this meeting, this prayer session to you. Have your way. Let everyone here be strengthened in their spirit man to tarry in the place of prayer right now. I rebuke every spirit of sleep. I rebuke every spirit of distraction. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to start with worship songs before we go into prayers. You are the Lord. Yes, you are. You are the Lord. Yes, you are God. You are the Lord. Yes. You are the Lord, You reign forever, you are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are the Lord. Yes, you are God. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Yes, you are. You are the Lord. You reign forever. You are the Lord. Jesus, you are here. Jesus, you are here. Jesus, you are here with me. Jesus, you are here with me. Jesus, you are here. Jesus, you are here. Jesus, you are here. Jesus, you are here with me. Jesus, you are here with me. I believe that you are here. I believe that you are here. I believe that you are here with me. Oh Lord, I believe you are here. I believe you are here. I believe that you are here. I believe that you are here. Jesus, I believe that you are here with me. Oh Lord, I believe you are here. I believe you are here. You are here with us. Jesus, you are here. Jesus, you are here. You are here with us. Jesus, you are here with us. Jesus, you are here with us. Jesus, you are here. Jesus, you are here. Jesus, you are here. Jesus, you are here with us. Jesus, you are here with us. We believe that you are here. We believe that you are here. We believe that you are here with us. Jesus, we believe you are here. You are here. We believe you are here. We believe that you are here. King of glory, we believe that you are here with us right now. We believe you are here. Oh Lord, we believe you are here. We believe that you are here. Oh, we believe that you are here. You are here in your power. We believe that you are here with us. In your glory, we believe you are here. We believe you are here. Jesus, you are here. Jesus, you are here. Jesus, you are here. Jesus, you are here with us. Jesus, you are here with us. You are here, changing our lives. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. You are here. You are here, blessing every life. Jesus, we worship you. Right here we worship you. Waymaker, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, our God, that is who you are. Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, our God, that is who you are. You are here. You are here, setting captives free. Jesus, we worship you. Savior, we worship you. You are here. You are here, lifting up our lives. We worship you. Savior, we worship you. Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, our God, that is who you are. Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, our God, that is who you are. You are covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. King of the universe, you are covenant-keeping God. El Shaddai, Yahweh, the covenant-keeping God. There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside him. For there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. You are who you are, yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never change, you never fail. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, we worship you. We worship you. You are too faithful to fail us. You are too faithful to disappoint us. You have proven yourself in our lives, and we've come to realize that you are too faithful to fail us. You're who you are. You are who you are. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you say is what you do. What you say is what you do. You never change. You never fail. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, we worship you. We worship you. You are too faithful to fail us. You are too faithful. You are too faithful. You are too faithful to disappoint us. You have proven yourself. You've proven yourself in our lives. And we've come to realize that you are too faithful to fail us. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength, with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength. With love and strength. For each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. With love and strength. With love and strength. For each new day. He will make a way. Yes, Lord. He will make a way. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer for our word today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus is the answer for our word today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. God will make a way. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength. With love and strength. For each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. Adonai, we worship you. Son of God, You are so good, Almighty God. Hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore. Adonai, Adonai. We worship you. We worship you, Son of God. Son of God. You are so good. You are so good, Almighty God. Hallowed be thy name, your dominion. Your dominion is forevermore. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let darkness tremble. He reigneth, let darkness tremble. Our God reigneth, let darkness tremble. He reigneth, let darkness tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the world tremble. He reigneth, let the world tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the world tremble. He reigneth, let the world tremble. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High. Oh, yes. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High, Jehovah. You are the Most High God, King of Glory. You are the Most High, El Shaddai. You are the Most High God, Emmanuel. You are the Most High, Rock of Israel. You are the Most High God, King of Glory. You are the Most High, Lord of Hosts. You are the Most High God, Miracle Worker. You are the Most High, Mountain Mover. You are the Most High God, Waymaker. You are the Most High, King of Israel. You are the Most High God, Almighty God. You are the Most High, Elohim. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High, Jesus Christ. You are the Most High God. We are heirs of the Father, of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son, with the Son. We are children of the Most High. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are family. We are one. We are one. We are heirs of the Father. We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children. We are children of the kingdom.
of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. We are one. For the last time, we are His. We are His. Of the Father, we are joint His. We are joint His with Jesus. We the Son. We are children of the kingdom, of the kingdom of God. We are family. We are one. Hallelujah. We begin to worship Him, praise Him, adore Him, glorify Him, celebrate Him, exalt Him, worship Him, worship Him. He is the Almighty God. He is the Most High God. He is the One who was, and He is, and He is to come. He is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Worship the God of heaven and the earth. Worship the God of Israel. Worship Him. Praise Him. Adore Him. Glorify Him. Magnify Him. Worship Him. O God of Israel, King of the universe, King of glory, King of Israel, King of kings, Lord of lords, we worship You, Lion of the tribe of Judah. We praise You, Jesus. We praise You, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy of our praises. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You, Jesus. Your throne is above all. Your throne is above all. Your throne is above all. Your throne is above all thrones. Your dominion is above all. You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above principalities, far above powers, far above rulers of darkness, far above wicked spirits in heavenly places. We worship You, Jesus, for You are the Most High. We praise Your name. We praise Your name. We praise Your name. We praise Your name. We worship You. We worship You. We worship You. We worship You. There is no end to Your kingdom. There is no end to Your reign. There is no end to Your dominion. There is no end to Your glory. There is no end to Your power and greatness and authority. We worship You, King of glory. We worship You, El Shaddai. Thank You for everything You have done. Thank You for Your love. Thank You for Your grace that is sufficient in our lives. Thank You, Jesus. In Jesus mighty name, we have given Him worship and praises and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. You're going to think this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank You for Your place in my life. Thank You for who You are in my life. Thank You for where You are in my life. Thank You for what You do in my life. Thank You, Jesus, for Your place in my life. Begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank Him. Say, Lord, thank You. Thank You for Your place. Thank You for Your place in my life, in my ministry, in my home, in my career, in my calling, in my family. Thank you for your place. Thank you for your place. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for where you are in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. For you control the affairs of my life. For you dominate the affairs of my life. For you enforce your will over my life. Thank you for who you are and where you are in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're my shepherd. You're my Lord. Thank you for who you are in my life. You're my helper. You're my defender. You're my fortress. You're my strength. You're my power. You are my God. Thank you for who you are in my life. Thank you for where you are in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for what you do in my life. You're my provider. You are my light. You are my weapon with which I conquer battles. You are my eyes with which I see. Thank you, Lord, for who you are in my life. Thank you, Lord. You are the grace that sustains me. You are my Father. You are the one who takes care of me. Thank you for who you are in my life. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are my health. You are my healer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're my promoter. You're my restorer. You are the one who lifts up my head. You are the one who lifts up my life. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your face shine upon me. Father, make your face shine upon me. In your mercy, in your love, with your unfailing love, make your face shine upon me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, make your face shine upon me. Make your face shine upon me according to your mercies, according to your love, according to your unfailing love. Make your face shine on me. Make your face shine on me. Make your face shine on me. Look upon my life in your mercy. Look upon my life in your mercy. Look upon my life in your kindness. Look upon my life in your love. Look upon my life, Jesus. Make your face shine on me in the name of Jesus. Make your face shine on me. O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, King of glory, make your face shine on me. Cause your face to shine on me. According to your loving kindness, according to your steadfast love, according to your unfailing love, according to your endless mercies, cause your face to shine on me, Jesus. Cause your face to shine on my life. Cause your face to shine on my marriage, on my finances, on my career, on my home, on my family, on my environment. Oh Lord, cause your face to shine on me. 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 Look upon me in your mercy. Look upon me in your love, in your goodness. Look upon me, Father. Look upon me, Father,
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cause your face to shine on me. Cause your face to shine on me. Cause your face to shine on me. According to your goodness, according to your mercies, according to your love, according to your kindness, cause your face to shine on me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. When God's face shines on you, it means that He has forgiven you. It means that He is going to help you. That is what it means when God's face shines on you. It means that He has not condemned you. It means that He is not going to judge you. He's not going to reward you with the consequences of your sins. It means He wants to show you mercy. That's what it means when God's face shines upon a man. So you're going to pray that prayer once again. You're going to say, Father, cause your face to shine on me. And do not take record of my sins. Do not take record of my wickedness, of my disobedience, of my unrighteousness. Oh Lord, cause your face to shine on me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. There are certain things God will not do for you. If He considers your unfaithfulness, if He considers your wickedness, your disobedience, if He considers your inconsistencies, He will not do those things. In fact, He should not do those things. But when He looks away from, you know, from those things, when He chose not to look at those things, that is when He will help you. Begin to say, oh Lord, do not take record of my sins and unrighteousness. Do not take record of my ungodliness. Do not take record of my unfaithfulness. Oh Lord, cause your face to shine on me. Cause your face to shine on me and help me. Cause your face to shine on me and strengthen me. Cause your face to shine on me and revive me. Cause your face to shine on me and restore me. Oh Lord, do not consider things I have done wrong. Do not consider my wicked ways. Do not consider my unrighteousness. Lord, cause your face to shine on me and help me. Cause your face to shine on me and heal me. Cause your face to shine on me and heal my broken heart. Cause your face to shine on me and deliver me and rescue me and help me according to your steadfast love, according to your unfailing love, according to your endless mercies. Oh Lord, cause your face to shine on me and bless me. Cause your face to shine on me and help me. Do not consider my unrighteousness. Do not consider my filthiness. Do not consider my stains. Do not consider my sins and iniquities. Do not consider my transgressions. Lord, cause your face to shine on me. Do not consider my self-righteousness. Lord, cause your face to shine on me and help me. And help me. And help me. In the name of Jesus, cause your face, O Lord, to shine on my family. Cause your face to shine on my home. Cause your face to shine on my marriage. Cause your face to shine on my children. Cause your face to shine on my grandchildren. Cause your face to shine on my siblings, on my parents. Cause your face to shine on my life, O God. And help me according to your mercies. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know, in Isaiah chapter 14, the Lord said that even the strength of the young men shall fail. even the strength of the youth shall fail. But he said, those the people that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall soar high like eagles. They shall mount up wings and soar high like eagles. Why? Because they do not trust in their own strength, but they trust in the strength of the Lord. So even in this time, your strength will fail you. If you have been trusting in your strength, get ready to fail. If you have been trusting in your strength, get ready to lose many things at this time. If you have been trusting in your strength, get ready to be defeated. But if you will trust in Him, if you will wait on Him, then you will rise. Then you will be victorious. Then you will possess your possession. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I trust in your strength. You're going to say, Father, I trust in your grace. Lift me up by your strength. Lift me up by your strength. Make me to mount up wings like eagles. Make me to rise above limitations. Lift me up by your strength. Make me victorious. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If you trust in God's strength, then get ready to be victorious in this season. Get ready to be victorious at this time. But if you are trusting in your strength, don't bother to pray this prayer. If you trust in your wisdom, don't bother to pray this prayer. Say, Lord, I trust in your strength. Say, Father, I trust in your strength. By your strength, lift me up. By your strength, lift me up. Lift me up from the miry clay. Lift me up from the valley. Lift me up from the place of defeat and failures. Lift me up into victory. Lift me up into success. Lift me up into great achievements. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I trust in your strength. Say, Father, I depend on you. I depend on your strength. I depend on your ability. I depend on your intelligence. I depend on your wisdom. I depend on your righteousness, not my righteousness. I depend on you, Lord Jesus. Lift me up. Lift me up. Lift me up from the valley of defeat. Lift me up from the valley of oppression. Lift me up from the valley of failures. Lift me up from the valley of limitations. And set me on the rock in victory. Set me on the rock of victory. Set me in the realm of victory. Set me in the realm of success. Set me in the realm of dominion. Lord, lift me up by your strength. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. God knows that you will need help, and He has committed Himself to helping the helpless. He has committed Himself to help those that would trust in His help. Those that will ask for His help, those that will look for His help, that will seek for His help. God has committed Himself with an everlasting hold to always help such people. So you are going to pray. I don't know if you are one of those that are looking for His help. I don't know if you are one of those that are seeking for His help. Those that knows they can't help themselves. So if you are one of them, then you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, I depend on your help. Father, I rely on your help. Arise to help me. Arise and help me. My faith is in your help. My trust is in your help. My eyes is looking for your help. Arise, O God.
Help me. Arise, O God. Help me. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You can mention the areas where you need His interventions. You can mention the areas where you need His quick interventions, His swift help. Begin to say, oh Lord, my trust is in your help. Oh Lord, my faith is in your help. Oh Lord, my eyes is looking for your help. My heart is longing for your help. Arise, oh God, and help me. Arise, oh God, and help me. Arise, oh God, and help me. For I can't help myself. For I can't help myself. For I can't help myself. Only you can help me. Only you can help me. Arise, O God. You are the helper of the helpless. You are the help. You are the help that I need. You are the help that my life needs. You are the help that my calling needs. You are the help that my destiny needs. Oh Lord, arise and help me. Arise and help me. For I trust in your help. For I rely on your help. For I believe in your help. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Help me. Rescue me. Save me. Help me. Rescue me. Save me. Defend me. Deliver me. Intervene in my situation. Manifest your power. Manifest your greatness. Arise, O God, and help me. If you know that you can't help yourself, now is the time to pray and ask for His help. Say, Lord, help me, for I cannot save my life. I cannot fix my problems. I cannot solve my problems. I cannot solve my troubles. I cannot help myself. Help me, O God, for you are faithful. Help me, O God, for you are faithful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, just like I have said, that God knows you will need help. Even before you were born into this world, God already knows that there will come a time in your life that you will need help. God already knows that there will come a time, there will come a year called 2022. God already knows that there will come a month called August. God already knows that there will come a date called whatever is today's date. God already knows that there will come a point at a certain age in your life that you will need help. So God has programmed His help for you, even for this moment. That is the mystery of God's help, in the sense that God has positioned His helps even in this hour of your life. He has positioned it in this moment of your life before you existed, before you were born. So you are going to pray. I want you to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect my life with the help of the Lord that is hidden in my present situations. You're going to say, I connect my life with the help of the Lord that is hidden in my present time, in my present hour, in the present age of my life. Even at this moment of my life, I connect my life with that help. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I connect with the helps of the Lord that have been positioned in this year of my life, in this month of my life, in this day of my life. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, I connect with the helps of God. The helps of God that has been positioned, that has been placed in this present time of my life, in this present moment of my life, In this present situation of my life, I connect with the help of the Lord now. I connect with the helps of the Lord now. I connect with the helps of the Lord now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. I connect with the help of the Lord that has been positioned in this hour of my life, even before I was born. The helps of the Lord that has been positioned in this day of my life, in this year of my life, in this month of my life, in this moment of my life, in this situation of my life, even before I was born, I connect with those helps now. Let them begin to flood into my life. Let the helps of the Lord begin to flow into my life right now. Right now, thank you, Lord. The help of the Lord for this hour. The help of the Lord for this hour of my life. The helps of the Lord for this hour of my life. I connect with them now. I receive them now. I receive them. I don't know if you are praying passionately. Say the helps of the Lord for this moment of my life. The helps of the Lord for this hour of my life. I connect with them now. I receive them now. I receive them now. In the name of Jesus, I receive them. I receive them. I receive them. Thank you, Lord. The helps of the Holy Spirit, the helps of God's angels, the helps of heaven for this moment of my life, for this hour of my life, for this day of my life, I receive them now. In the name of Jesus, I receive them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I call forth my calling into manifestation. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I call forth my calling, my divine purpose into manifestation. I call it forth to manifest. I call it forth to manifest for the glory of God in the earth. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Wherever your calling has been hidden in the realms of darkness, you are going to call it forth to manifestation. Whichever realms of darkness that is holding your calling captive from manifesting, from being fulfilled, you're going to call it forth and it will rise and it will manifest. Begin to say, I call forth my calling, my divine purpose unto manifestation. In the name of Jesus, I call forth my divine calling, my divine purpose into manifestation for the glory of the Lord to be revealed in the head. I call forth my calling. I call forth my divine purpose into manifestation right now. In the name of Jesus. I call forth my calling and divine purpose into manifestation for the glory of the Lord to be revealed in the earth right now. In the name of Jesus, I call forth my calling from every realm of darkness that is holding it captive. I call forth my calling from every realm of witchcraft that is holding it captive. I call forth my calling from every realm of marine kingdom that is holding it captive. I call forth my calling unto manifestation right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. I call forth my divine purpose into fulfillment right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name,
we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. The Lord is showing me how He wants to establish some of you. He wants to give establishment, to whatsoever He has called you to do. He wants to make that thing to gain ground. He wants to give establishment to what He has called you to do. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, I give establishment to my calling and divine purpose in the head. For your glory to be revealed in the head. Oh Lord, give establishment. Give establishment to my calling. Give establishment to my purpose in the head. For your glory to be revealed in the head. Oh Lord, plant my calling. Give my calling roots, deep roots in the head. Give my calling great establishment in the head. So that lives, millions and billions of lives and destinies will be blessed. Oh Lord, give establishment to my calling. Give establishment to my purpose in life. Give establishment to my divine calling. Give establishment to my divine purpose for the manifestation of your glory in the head. For the manifestation of your glory in the head, so that my life can be a blessing to a lot of lives. So that my life can be a blessing to my generation. Oh Lord, give establishment to what you have called me to do. Give establishment. Give strong establishment. Give permanent establishment. Give strong establishment. Everlasting establishment to my calling and divine purpose in the head. That many lives and destinies might be blessed through my life. Oh Lord, give strong establishment. Give strong establishment to my purpose alive, to my divine purpose alive. Give strong establishment to my divine purpose alive for the manifestation of your glory in the head, for the manifestation of your power in the head. Oh Lord, for my life to become a blessing to my generation. Lord, give great establishment to my purpose. Give great establishment to my calling in the earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray? Yeah. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, frustrate and terminate every plan of the kingdoms of darkness to stop my calling and purpose from being fulfilled. You're going to say, Father, frustrate and destroy agendas of kingdoms of darkness, agenda of witchcraft, plans and activities of darkness, plans and activities of demons to stop my calling and purpose from manifesting, from being fulfilled. Oh Lord, frustrate them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, frustrate and destroy every agenda of darkness, every agenda of kingdoms of darkness to hinder the fulfillment of my calling, to hinder the fulfillment of my purpose. Oh Lord, frustrate their plans, for frustrate
their agendas and destroy their agendas, destroy their plans right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Every agenda, every plan of the kingdoms of darkness to stop my divine calling and purpose from being fulfilled in the head, to stop my divine calling and purpose from manifesting in the head. Oh Lord of hosts, frustrate and destroy them now. Frustrate and destroy them now. Frustrate and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Destroy every plan. Destroy every plan of darkness. Destroy every agenda of darkness. Destroy every oppression of darkness going on to stop my calling and purpose from being fulfilled. Oh Lord, frustrate and destroy them now. Frustrate and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, agendas of witchcraft, plans of witchcraft, operations of witchcraft to hinder my calling and destiny and divine purpose from being fulfilled in the head. Let the hand of God consume them now. Let the hand of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. You need to understand that let me put it this way. You need to understand that how far you will go in life is proportional to how strong you are, how far you will rise in destiny, how far you will make progress in life, is connected to how strong you are. I have seen a lot of people who have great destiny, who have received great destiny from God. I have seen people who have great calling from God to fulfill on it, but these people are too weak. They are so weak to fulfill that calling. They are so weak to fulfill such an assignment. They are so weak. Because devil is able to toast their lives. You know, just as footballers, they play with footballs. Devil is able to, to play with their lives. To toast their lives in whatever direction he wants it to go. Because they are too weak. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, equip me with strength to fulfill the assignment you have given to me. You can say, Father, make me strong to carry out the assignment you have given to me. Make me strong to fulfill the purpose of my existence in this world. Equip me with strength to fulfill my calling and destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, strengthen me. Make me strong enough. Make me strong enough. Make me strong enough to carry out the assignment you have given to me for my generation. The assignment you have given to me for your kingdom. Lord, make me strong enough to carry out the assignment. Equip me with strength. Equip me with fire. Equip me with strength. Equip me with wisdom. Equip me with strength. Equip me with understanding. Equip me with revelations. Equip me, oh God, so that I may fulfill the assignment you have given to me. So that I may become who you say I am. Oh Lord, strengthen me. Strengthen me, oh God. For the journey is
far. Strengthen me, O God, for the journey is far. Strengthen me, O God, for your assignment is big. Strengthen me, O God, for your purpose for my life is great. Lord, strengthen me. Oh, Lord, strengthen me. Strengthen me, O God, to fulfill your purpose for my life as it is in the name of Jesus. Make me strong enough to become who you want me to be in the earth. Make me strong enough to become a blessing to my generation. Thank you, Father. Make me strong, O God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I mean, yeah, some time ago I was talking to someone. I said, I cannot afford to be weak, even for 1 second, even for 1 minute. I'm talking about spiritual weakness. That I cannot afford to be spiritually weak, even for 1 minute. Why? Because I know what the devil is able to do at that short period of time that I am weak. Yeah, I know what the enemy is able to do in 1 minute of my weakness. Yeah, and I realize that many Christians don't understand that principle of warfare. Yeah, that you cannot afford to be weak even for 1 minute, even for 1 second. Why? Because the forces of darkness that are against you, they are not sleeping. They are watching you day and night. You know the Bible says that that the God of Israel does not sleep, does not slumber. The Bible says that the God of Israel watches over his people day and night. The same way the forces of darkness are watching over your life day and night. So they are looking for every possible chance to damage your destiny. Every possible chance to make sure that you fail in destiny. To make sure that the purpose why you came into this world is thwarted. They are not resting. So then why should you rest? They are not sleeping. Then why should you sleep? They are not weak. Then why should you be weak? So you are going to pray. So when we're talking about you being strong, I'm talking about persistent strength. I'm talking about a strength that does not go down. I'm talking about your fire, the fire of God always burning in you 24/7. So you're going to pray. It is only people in that category that can really fulfill destiny as it is in God's plan for their lives. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, stir up in me, ignite in me a strength, a fire that does not go down, a strength, a fire that cannot be weak. Oh Lord, stir up such strength in me, ignite such strength in me, so that I may fulfill my calling and destiny as it is in your plans. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Bible says that you pray without ceasing. It is because the forces fighting you, they are not stopping. The Bible says pray without ceasing because they will not stop attacking you. They will not stop watching over your life. So Lord, stir up from within me a great strength that cannot go down. Stir up from within my spirit a great fire
that cannot go down, that I may fulfill my calling and destiny in the earth. Oh Lord, stir up your strength from within me. Stir up a great strength from within me. Stir up a great fire from within me. I believe you're praying like that. I don't believe in rising and falling. I don't believe in Christianity of rising and falling. You rise today, you fall tomorrow. You are strong today, you are weak tomorrow. That is not Christianity. That is not how Christianity started. That is not the foundation of Christianity. Begin to say, oh Lord, ignite in me a great fire. Ignite in me a great strength. Plant in me a great fire. Plant in me a great strength that cannot go down. A great strength that cannot be weakened. A great strength that cannot be defeated. A great strength that cannot be oppressed. A great fire that cannot be killed. Oh Lord, let it begin to burn in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Let it begin to burn. Let it begin to burn. Everlasting fire of the Holy Ghost. Everlasting flames of heaven. Begin to burn from within me. Unending fire. Unending flames. That a flame that cannot be put out by any force of hell. Lord, let it begin to burn in me. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Let it rise from within me. Let it rise from within me. And continue to rise. And continue to burn. And never go down. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. God give me all manner of revelations about the flesh. Yeah, God give me a lot of revelations about how your flesh, how my flesh is a limitation to the fulfillment of my calling and destiny in the head. Yeah, so I began to see every time I am in the flesh as a wasted time. I don't know if you believe that. I began to see every time I dwell in the flesh. Now, when I say flesh, I'm talking about every time you are being carnal, every time you give your body to pleasures of sin, every time you give your mind to pleasures of unrighteousness, I began to see those times as wasted time. So if, let's say, you give yourself to the pleasures of the flesh for 20 years, I began to see it as 20 years of wasted life. Yeah, you know, that is how serious it is, because every time you are in the flesh, you cannot fulfill your destiny. Yeah, because your destiny is in the spirit. Your divine purpose is in the spirit and can be fulfilled by the spirit, by yielding to the spirit. So the more the time you spend in the flesh, the more you are limited in fulfilling your destiny. Yeah, that is one of the revelations I got. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me grace to live all my life in the spirit and not in the flesh. Yeah, to live in the spirit means all your life is being controlled by the Holy Spirit. And to live in the flesh means that all your life is being controlled by your Adamic nature, by your sinful nature. That is what it means. So begin to say, Father, give me the grace to live all my life in the spirit and not in the flesh. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Lord, give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace to live all my life, to live all my days in the head, in the spirit, and not in the flesh. And not in the flesh. Give me grace, O God, to walk in the spirit, to live in the spirit. Give me grace, O God, to live a life that is under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Give me grace, O God, to live a life that is under the control of the Holy Spirit. Give me grace, O God, to live all my days on earth in the spirit and not in the flesh, that I may fulfill my calling and destiny as it is in your plans for my life. Give me grace, O God. Give me grace, O God. Help me, O God. Help me, O God. I don't want to live a wasted life. I don't want to live wasted years. Help me, O God. Give me grace to live all my life in the spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, remove my interest and passion from things that has nothing to do with my divine purpose in the head. Yeah, because some of you are so passionate about things that are so irrelevant to the reason why you are existing in the head. So and every time you spend with those things that are irrelevant, they are wasted years or they are wasted time. Yeah. So you're going to say, Father, remove my interest and passion and commitment from those things that has nothing to do with my divine purpose in the head. Those things that are irrelevant to my divine calling in the head. Lord, withdraw my interest from them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, withdraw my interest. Withdraw my attention. Withdraw my focus. Withdraw my passion. Withdraw my commitment from things that are irrelevant to your purpose for my life. Things that are irrelevant to the reason you have placed me in this world. Things that are irrelevant to my divine calling and destiny. Oh Lord, withdraw my passion from them. Withdraw my interest from them. Withdraw my passion from them. Thank you, Lord. Withdraw my focus from them. Withdraw my attention from them. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. If you spend hours on irrelevant things that has nothing to do with your destiny, you have just wasted that hours of your life. Say, Lord, withdraw my interest. Withdraw my passion. Withdraw my attention, focus, desires from things that are irrelevant to your divine purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You know, some time ago,
I'm so afraid of opening some website, or I'm so afraid of opening some applications on the phone, because I feel like if I open that application and I begin to see movies that I like, I will be glued to those movies, and I can spend hours watching those movies. Yeah. But later I realized that I no longer have interest in those things anymore. So even if I open the application and I open those channels and I look at the movies, I just discover that they don't interest me anymore. So meaning that God removed the interest in my soul. Yeah, such that when I look at them, I feel like this is a waste of time. There's a lot to do. So I just withdraw from it. So I want you to pray that prayer again. There's a surgical operation that God needs to do in your soul. Yeah, to withdraw your interest and passion from things that are wasting away your years. There are a lot of things youths are busy doing, even adults. Even older adults, there are a lot of things that we spend hours doing every day that has nothing to do with our destiny. You know, that is wasting away our lives, wasting away our years. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, perform your operations in my soul and remove every desire for things that does not profit my life, things that does not profit my destiny. Lord, do operations in my soul. Remove every desire, every passion that for things that does not profit your kingdom. Oh Lord, remove them now. Remove them now. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, walk in my heart, walk in my mind, walk in my soul, walk in my mind, walk in my soul, and begin to uproot every desire for things that add no value to my life and destiny. Every desire for things that had no value to my spiritual life, desire for things that had no value to my calling and destiny, desire for things that had no value to your kingdom. Oh Lord, uproot such desires from my heart, uproot those passions from my heart. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If you will be busy with things that will have value to your life. If you will be busy with things that will have value to your destiny. Things that will have value to your purpose in life. Say, Lord, uproot such desires. Desires in my heart for things that does not profit your presence in my life. Things that does not profit your purpose for my life. Things that does not profit your will for my life. Your plans for my life. Your kingdom in my life. Oh Lord, remove such desires from my heart. Remove such desires from my soul. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, release, help us into my life. For that will help your purpose for my life to come to fulfillment. Oh Lord, release, help us into my life that will enable me to fulfill
your purpose for my life. Release helpers into my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Release helpers into my life. Release opportunities into my life. Release helpers into my life that will enable me to fulfill your purpose for my life. That will enable me to fulfill your calling for my life. Oh Lord, release helpers. Release helpers. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. So Lord, release helpers into the journey of my life. For my purpose to be fulfilled, for my calling to be fulfilled, release helpers, release helpers, release helps, release opportunities, release breakthroughs, release helps, release opportunities, release sponsors that will enable me to fulfill your divine purpose for my life. Lord, release helpers into my life. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, release helpers into my life. Release helpers into my life. For the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. For the manifestation of my calling and destiny. Oh Lord, release helpers into my life. Thank you, Jesus. Release helps into my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to place your right hand on your head and you're going to pray like this. Yeah. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy ancestral curse of enforcing limitations on my destiny. I'm going to say, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every ancestral cause enforcing limitation on my destiny. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy ancestral cause enforcing limitation on my calling, on my destiny, a generational cause enforcing limitation on my calling, on my destiny. Be broken by fire of the Holy Ghost. Be broken by fire of the Holy Ghost. Ancestral cause, parental cause, generational cause that is enforcing limitations on my destiny, enforcing limitations on my divine purpose. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them, 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 right now, in the name of Jesus. Ancestral cause, generational cause, serpentine Causes from serpentine spirit, causes from marine spirit, causes from witchcraft realms that have placed limitation on my destiny, that have placed limitations on my calling. Be destroyed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray like that. Causes from witches and wizards, causes from agents of Satan, causes from my ancestors, causes in my bloodline that have placed limitations, that have placed limitations on my calling and destiny. Be destroyed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Be destroyed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Be destroyed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Causes that was transferred into my life from my parents. Causes that I have inherited from my ancestors that has placed limitations on my life and destiny. Be broken by fire of the Holy Ghost. Continue to pray like that. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be broken. Causes of darkness that has placed limitations on my destiny. Break by fire of the Holy Ghost. Break by fire of the Holy Ghost. Break by fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. There are causes that comes upon the life of a man by the virtue of where you were born. Yeah, there are causes that comes into your life because you were born in that place. Yeah, because you were born in that territory, because you were born in that land. Yeah, so with your right hand still on your head, you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every cause of darkness that have attached to my life from the land where I was born. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Hashadehendehelizia kalada. Mahashadehendishlia kalada. Right now, in the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy causes of darkness that have attached themselves to my life from the land where I was born, from the location, from the territory where I was born. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. 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 In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy causes of darkness, causes of darkness, causes of witchcraft, causes of slavery, causes of oppression, causes of afflictions, causes of poverty, causes of untimely death, causes of sicknesses and diseases that have attached themselves to my life from the place I was born, from the land where I was born. Lord, let your fire consume them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray. Yeah, you need to understand that the anger of God is upon every land where idolatry is exalted. Yeah, the anger of God is upon every land where idol worshiping of demons, worshiping of ancestors. I learned that some places they worship ancestors, they worship spirits, spirits of the dead. Yeah, the anger of the Lord is upon every land where such practices is exalted. So if you happen to be born in such a place, or if you happen to even be living in such a place, you need to pray seriously for your destiny to be fulfilled. Yeah. So you are going to pray like this, still with your right hand on your head. You're going to say, you're going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every negative influence that have come upon
my destiny by the virtue of the environment I am living. Every negative influence that has come upon my destiny because of the environment I am living. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Every limitation that has come upon my life because of the environment I am living, because of the demonic oppressions going on in the environment I am living, blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Every affliction, every poverty, every suffering that has come upon my life because of the environment I live, because of the environment where I was born. Oh, blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every cause that has come upon my life, afflictions, limitation, suffering, poverty, shame, that has come upon my life because of the environment I live, because of the demonic and satanic activities going on in the environment I live, going on in the country I live, blood of Jesus, destroy them all. Destroy them all right now. In the name of Jesus, destroy them, destroy them, destroy them. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Every limitation being transferred from the territory I am living, every limitation being transferred from the land I am living into my life, blood of Jesus, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I mean, yeah, you're going to pray. Yeah, it is one thing to be praying for deliverance and breakthroughs. And it is another thing to remain delivered. And to remain in breakthroughs. So I have seen Christians who are praying for deliverance and breakthroughs, and immediately after the deliverance and breakthrough happen, they go into captivity again. Like they got deliverance like right now, and then tomorrow they are into captivity again. Yeah. So you're going to pray. It's possible that you are connected to some people, you are connected to some places, yeah, that is prolonging your captivities, prolonging your limitations. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, disconnect me from every persons, people, places that is prolonging my limitations, that is prolonging my suffering, that is prolonging my darkness. Blood of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, disconnect me from such places, disconnect me from such people. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Disconnect me from anything that is allowing my life to continue in captivity. Oh, Lord, disconnect me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, disconnect me. Disconnect me from associations. Disconnect me from relationships, friendships. Disconnect me from places. Disconnect me from things that is prolonging my afflictions, suffering, and oppressions. Fire of the Holy Ghost, disconnect me. In the name of Jesus, disconnect me. In the name of Jesus, everything I'm connected to that is not allowing me to have complete deliverance, that is not allowing me to have a lasting deliverance, fire of the Holy Ghost, disconnect me from them now.
Begin to pray like that. It is important that you are disconnected from whatever is drawing you into captivity after God is setting you free. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, disconnect me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, disconnect me from every friendship, connections, relationships, associations, places, churches, whatever and wherever that is prolonging my captivity. Fire of God, disconnect me from them all. Disconnect me from every element of this world that is causing me to continue in darkness, to continue in slavery. Lord, disconnect me from them all. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I mean, yeah, you are going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let your mighty hand begin to unfold every mystery of darkness that is sponsoring limitations in my life. Yeah. Begin to say, Father, by your mighty hand, unfold mysteries of darkness, secrets of darkness, are sponsoring, promoting limitations in my life, promoting suffering in my life, promoting setbacks in my life, promoting failures in my life. Oh Lord, begin to expose them, begin to unfold them right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, by your mighty hand, unfold mysteries of darkness, mysteries of darkness, secrets of darkness, sponsoring my captivity, promoting my captivity. Oh Lord, expose them now. Expose them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Expose them. Expose them. Unfold them. Mysteries of darkness. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every personality of darkness that have refused to stop attacking me, let the hunger of God consume them now. I invoke the hunger of God upon them. I invoke the hunger of God upon them. right now in the name of Jesus. Every agent of darkness, spirit of darkness, personality of darkness, creature of darkness that have refused to stop attacking my life, right now let the hunger of God fall upon them. Let the hunger of God waste them. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. I invoke God's anger upon them. In the name of Jesus. I invoke God's anger upon them for complete destruction. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, so we're going to pray four more prayer points before we will round up the session. Yeah, we're going to pray four more prayer points. Now, I'm still coming back to you being strong enough for what God has put you in this world to become and to do. Yeah, you being strong enough. Yeah, I realize that there are certain things devil has planted and positioned in the lives of Christians that is draining their strength, always draining their spiritual strength. It's like a serpent sucking strength, sucking spiritual strength from you. Yeah, the truth remains that there is a lot you cannot do for God in the head if you don't have the strength to do it. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, you're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every seed of darkness in me. Every plantation of darkness in me, draining my spiritual strength, wasting my spiritual strength. Fire of God, destroy them now. Fire of God, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. If you are hitting when you're supposed to be fasting, it means you are weak. If you are sleeping when you're supposed to pray, it means you are weak. If you are carnal when you're supposed to be spiritual, it means you are weak. Say, fire of God, destroy every seed of darkness. Destroy every seed of darkness in me, promoting weakness, causing weakness, every seed of hell in me, draining away my spiritual strength. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Seed of darkness in my blood. Seed of darkness in my brain. Seed of darkness in my body organs. Seed of darkness in my soul. Seed of darkness in my spirit. Draining spiritual strength away from me. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Be consumed by fire. Be consumed by fire. Be consumed by fire. Every serpent of hell in me, sucking away my spiritual strength, die by fire of the Holy Ghost. Every serpent of hell that is in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, draining away my spiritual strength, draining away my godly virtues, draining away my spiritual virtues, die by fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever the enemy has planted in me to suck out the strength of the Lord in me, be destroyed by fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, are you just going to pray with your right hand on your head? You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every hand of darkness controlling my thoughts to go contrary to the will of God." I'm going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every hand of darkness controlling my thoughts, controlling my thinking pattern to go contrary to the will of God, to go contrary to the ways of God. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them." Begin to pray like that. Meharo jijene galagala hibianishisa gabeshia labada mahashe sizida tashda heninaga dijijuala dimata beradia tajalele sasana. Right now, in the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them, destroy them. Hands of darkness, hands of principalities, hands of witchcraft, hands of devils controlling my thinking pattern to go against the will of God, to go against the mind of God, to go against righteousness, to go against the truth. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them, consume them, consume them now, consume them now, in the name of Jesus, consume them now, in the name of Jesus, consume them now, in the name of Jesus, consume them now. Every hand of darkness manipulating my feelings, manipulating my emotions to go against God's righteousness, to go against God's kingdom, to go against God's standard, to go against the ways of God, to go against the nature of God, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Consume them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. There are two kinds of deaths. There is a death that leads to life, and there is a death that leads to death, that leads to destruction. It leads to eternal damnation. Yeah. So the first one is the one that should be walking in Christian, which is you dying to self, you dying to the passions of sin flowing through your blood, the passion of sin pleasures flowing through your body, flowing through your mind and emotions. Yeah, you dying to those passions will make you live unto God. It will make you live in God's kingdom. Yeah, yeah. But the second kind of death is when you are embracing, you know, those things that is killing your spirit. Yeah, that is the second kind of death. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every death of every death of destruction that is working in me,
or every death working in me to destroy my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Every death working in me to destroy my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Every death working in my body. Every death working in my soul. Every death working in my spirit. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Every death of destruction that is working in me, that is working in my body, that is working in my emotions, working in my feelings, working in my mind, working in my thoughts. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Consume them now. Consume them now. Every death in my life that is working destruction in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Every death in my life that is killing me physically and spiritually. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Every death in me that is killing me spiritually, killing me physically. Fire, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them right now. In the name of Jesus. Every death in the organs of my body. Every death working in the organs of my body. Every death working in my blood. Every death working in my soul, in my spirit, in my brain, in my mind. Die by fire of the Holy Ghost. Be destroyed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Right now, in the name of Jesus, be destroyed. Thank you, Lord. I decree over your life that the fire of the Holy Ghost penetrates into your life right now. And begin to destroy every depth of darkness that is working destruction in your life. Let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now in Jesus' name. Wherever the death is working and whatever it is destroying in your life, I decree the fire of God trace them and destroy them now in Jesus' name. And everything the death of darkness have destroyed in your life, I call them back to life in Jesus' name. I decree that you are restored in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, it is done. Now, the last prayer point. You're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, stretch forth your mighty hand and cause your goodness to appear unto me in every day of my life. You're going to say, Father, stretch forth your hand over my life. Stretch forth your hand upon my life and cause your goodness to manifest to me. Cause your goodness to come to me from each day of my life. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Cause your goodness to rise unto me. Cause your goodness to appear unto me. Cause your goodness to come to me. Cause your goodness to manifest unto me from each day of my life, beginning from today, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, stretch forth your hand over my life and begin to cause goodness to come out of each day of my life unto me, in the name of Jesus. Begin to cause goodness to appear to me in in each day of my life. Begin to cause your goodness to rise from each day of my life into my life. In the name of Jesus, stretch forth your mighty hand. By your mighty hand, cause goodness to come out of each day of my life, each month of my life, each year of my life, into my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Cause goodness to begin to jump out of every hour in each day into my life. Cause goodness, cause your goodness to begin to fly out of every hour in each day into my life. In the name of Jesus, by your mighty hand, cause goodness to flow into my life from each day I spend in this world. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so I'm going to be praying for you because we are going to stop here. Yeah, raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. We thank you for your mercies that you have lavishly poured out upon us. Thank you for your presence and power in this place and how you have done great things in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, we thank you for you have purposed in your heart to help us at such a time like this. You have purposed in your heart to visit us, to save us, to rescue us, to deliver, to bless. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever. In Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask that the goodness, the helps, the grace, the blessing that is in your hand for everyone that have participated in this prayer session. Oh Lord, I ask that you release them now in Jesus' name. The goodness that is in the hand of God for your life, for this time of your life, for this moment of your life. The help that is in the hand of God for your life, for this time of your life. I decree that they are released unto you now in Jesus' name. I pray that you will rise to possess your possession. You will rise to fulfill your calling and destiny. You will rise to fulfill your purpose in life in Jesus' name. The things that God has hidden in each day of your life for you, I decree that they begin to come out and enter into your life in Jesus' name. The helpers that God has positioned in each day of your life for you, the helps that God has positioned in each day of your life for you, I decree that they manifest and begin to enter into your life in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you will not be confused. You will not be deceived. The light of God shall shine upon you, and you shall understand the will of God, and you shall do the will of God, and you shall follow the direction of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I mean...